It's a bummer they're done with the Sphere.
I know, right?
That's a bummer.
I would have loved to have gone. I knew it wasn't going to happen. I was
pretty
sure.
Hopefully they'll come back.
Yes. But I guess Fish is up next.
That's what I've heard, yeah.
Should be a very interesting experience. Uh-huh. There's going to be a lot of people falling from the top of the Sphere.
It is quite steep.
Yeah, right?
I will say that.
If you're on acid and that's going on, just good luck. Good luck.
Yep. It is KLOS. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Peace, my brother. How are you?
Good. How was your weekend?
Fantastic. Way too short. Need a 4-day weekend. We got to work on that. Where's Bernie?
He said four. We need three.
No, I'm
going for four. We haven't even gotten to three yet.
I'm going to push for four.
All right. Good luck with that.
Thank you.
Give me five today. We play five songs in a row at 5 o'clock with a theme.
Songs of betrayal. Somebody did somebody wrong songs.
But we're not playing that.
Nope. Even if we get lots of people begging.
Your significant other is totally into something that you're not.
You know, that's not true in my case. It's really weird.
It's so true in my case.
Is it?
Yep.
Ah, nice.
Who's naked now?
Who's naked now?
We've got one American dollar on the way. And speaking of money, the KLOS name game.
Tell the kids how much it's worth
now. Up to $6,300.
I'm sorry, could you repeat that?
$6,300.
Damn.
Before 4 o'clock on 95.5 KLOS. $6,300.
Yeah, you know, I was thinking, what if we were to accidentally swap the kitty for the name game, which is $6,300 sometime between now and 4, and this dollar bill I'm going to play for here.
I need dollar.
Yeah.
So that means you want to play for $6,300?
Yes.
No. Not gonna
come on. We could give them a dollar. They'd be very excited with a dollar. I'm going to be excited
not
with a dollar.
Not positive they would. Here's the topic. The top 10 shows that defined the 80s.
The top 10 TV shows?
Yep.
That defined the 1980s. You know, I wasn't born yet, so it's kind of hard for me.
Right.
You know, I'm very young.
This comes from Rotten Tomatoes. They did a survey of the top 10 shows that defined the 80s.
Are there any game shows in there?
First of all, I don't have to tell you.
Yeah, may I ask?
Second of all, no.
Oh, no game shows.
There are no game shows.
So much for MTV's remote control, then. That's the first thing, weirdly, that popped into my mind was MTV's remote control. You can tell what I was watching in the 80s. So,
well, that was shocking.
I was never.
That was shocking.
Really weird that I was just never in line with what was going on with most people. Miami Vice, I would guess, is on the list.
Miami Vice. Is correct.
Your dinger's not working.
I know.
You should have that looked at. Your dinger.
That is correct.
Go into the doctor. My dinger's not working.
Miami Vice is sixth. Yep.
How about Cheers?
Cheers.
Everybody knows your name, apparently. Oh,
is nice. Number one.
Yes. Woo! Sweet.
Two guesses, two right.
Wow.
Top 10 TV shows that defined the 80s.
Well, I'm out. One American Dollar is brought to you by Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel. If you spend one American dollar at Yamava, maybe you'll become a millionaire. Visit Yamava.com. Frasier.
Frasier.
Have you been watching the new one? I haven't watched it yet.
I have not.
Yeah.
No.
Our pal. Oh.
Frasier is not on that list.
Brother Mike says it's good. I would say Moonlighting defined the 80s for sure, long before
Moonlighting.
He took to the tower and.
Oh. Incorrect.
MASH.
Wow, you're just going hard,
yeah,
now.
Man. MASH. Come on.
You got two right and just decided to burn it to the ground.
Yeah, screw it.
One more guess.
The A-Team.
The A-Team.
That's your favorite. I would think you would look at the list unless it was on there.
That is correct. Yes. Oh, wait. No, it's not. I'm sorry. That's my bad. It was in the 11 to 20.
Oh, okay.
I think it was like 13
and
or something.
You were thinking
like that,
it should be.
Because I remember seeing it.
Yeah.
But this is the top 10.
Okay. Talk to me, Freaky. That's
not
it.
That's not correct. No. Number 10 is Family Ties.
Family Ties, sure.
Number 9 is Saved by the Bell.
Let's do this. This will be a fun thing. Family Ties, I never saw a single episode.
Okay.
Saved by the Bell, never saw a single episode.
You're good.
Yeah.
MacGyver.
MacGyver, never watched it. My sister loves it. Never saw it.
Number 7, Dallas.
Oh, how did I forget Dallas? Yep. Never watched it.
Who killed JR?
Wait, I guess I did watch those right in there.
Yeah.
Yeah, I did watch some of those.
Number 6, Miami Vice, you got?
Sure.
Number 5, Saturday Night Live.
That's the 70s to me, but okay.
Yeah. Number 4, Magnum P.I.
Okay. Yeah, never watched that one.
Number 3, The Golden Girls.
Oh, my God, I never watched it, but yeah, that's perfect. Absolutely perfect.
Number 2, your favorite of all time, The Cosby Show.
Wow, people are still admitting that.
I mean, that's the 80s.
Sure, yeah. Never watched it.
And number 1 is Cheers.
Yeah, never watched that either.
So,
I didn't watch any TV.
You
man.
Get nothing!
Ah!
Who's naked now? It's always someone.
Put those clothes back on.
Who's naked now?
Ah! A Conway, South Carolina woman was arrested for doing naked jumping jacks in her front yard.
South Carolina, huh?
Is that what you want?
No. You know, you're sitting there with your coffee in the morning reading the newspaper because it's 1967.
Sure.
Look out the window. One, two, one, two. Bounce, 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 bounce. One, two.
Here's what I found funny. A neighbor told the officer that Hartnett, her name is Alexis Hartnett. She's 27. A neighbor told the officers that she stood in front of the area of her home screaming.
Fun.
And doing jumping jacks. What?
What was she screaming? One wants to know.
There's no word on what it was.
Inquiring minds want to know.
Just screaming and doing naked jumping jacks. Maybe it hurt. I don't know.
She keeps getting hit in the face.
The neighbor then showed an officer the video of the incident.
Here you go.
And
he threw up immediately.
The police report added that the front yard is in full view of neighbors and people driving
sure.
by.
The kids everything in the morning. Else, yeah.
She was released from a detention center on a $10,000 bond, and a judge ordered her to house arrest.
Oh, God. So she can stay in the house and scream and be as naked as she wants.
Right. That's odd to me.
That's what a good judge.
I mean, it happened at her house.
Yeah. So go on back there.
You stay there, though. If you're going to do naked jumping jacks, you stay in your house.
Why? Why does it have to be on the lawn? Why does it have to be naked? And why does she get to go home?
It's amazing the amount of things that I love that my wife loves.
Yeah, boy, I got to tell you, it's insane how much my wife and I are on the same page.
Right.
Like most people I know, that's not the case. So you too, huh?
Occasionally.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Something comes up that perhaps I love that she hates or she loves that I hate.
I like a really, really loud, hard rock.
Yeah.
She could mostly do without, and she likes some of the emotional stuff occasionally. But always the alternative, like weirder,
sure.
more clever. But yeah, we're not. That's about it, though, otherwise.
So I didn't realize that I hated this much what until this weekend.
Yeah.
She went to Home Depot to get some plants.
Plants, okay.
To get some steaks plant.
Yeah. You hate plants? You don't like birds? You don't like cats? You don't like... Are you not eating plants now?
I'm not down with gardening.
I love it!
She seems to love to have a project with a plant.
Yeah, it's
and she wants
fun.
It to glow the right. It's not fun.
It is.
She wants it to grow the right way and not grow sideways. And she puts stakes in. And she buys dirt.
Yeah, it's amazing to like lay out all the crap on the floor in the living room, and you put down a big plastic sheet, and then you replant something that's been kind of growing fairly
well.
That's
what we were doing. We were replanting something.
Yeah.
We were outside. It was windy.
That does not help. Dude, I took a couple of trees and a couple of plants from here in L.A. to New York City when I moved there. I kept them alive on the 30th floor of the apartment building I was in, brought them back.
Wow.
Yeah, and I had them for, I'm going to say, 12 years until I got a cat that destroyed them.
Was it weed?
Let's not talk about that.
Okay.
No, but so really, so it's fun. You don't like plants.
No, I don't. She was replanting a plant, so she pulled it up, mm-hmm. and it was super windy.
Yeah.
And I just happened to be in the wrong place.
Oh.
So from the tip of my head to the bottom of my toe, I was covered with dirt.
Are you sure you were in the wrong place, or was that?
Yeah, I don't know. That's a good question.
Placed dirt.
It was a dirt me.
Dirt shower
is what it was. And I was like, you know, I don't love this.
Now, if that
I'm
hadn't,
happy that you do.
Right. If that hadn't, you just don't like anything living unless it's a dog.
Count me out.
Which I understand.
I
kind of get.
I know people get into the gardening thing because mm-hmm. Feels great.
I don't know why. I used to mock it mercilessly, like I'm sure you would. But for some reason, in the mid-90s, I just started collecting houseplants. I don't know why. And then it was like a challenge to keep them alive. And then I did for a long time until a cat murdered them all.
Right, but see now,
I got
there's
into
a
it.
Lot of problems with that
story.
Oh,
there's a lot of problems. I agree. I do have to agree. But so was she disappointed?
So there's another one that's straight up. And I was like, why don't you just get another one of those? And right. She said, oh, no, this is important to have.
Yeah, you got to fix it.
You can't repeat. And I was like, of course you can repeat. It's a plant.
Does she talk to the plants?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, she does.
Yeah, she talks to the plants. Yeah, that happens.
I do draw the line there.
So we're going to take some phone calls for you if your significant other is really into something and you're really not.
Yeah.
818-955-KLOS.
Necessarily talking about nasty sexual positions.
No.
I just heard all these dings I'll go off and people say, oh, you know, I like to do it this way. Hard on the floor, sans lube, and she does not into it.
We're not saying no to
no,
that,
that's
but
true.
We are saying... Maybe it could be anything.
Right.
It could be a TV show that they love that you can't stand.
Right.
It could be music they love that you can't stand.
Going to French dinners or whatever.
Yeah, whatever. Restaurants
food.
That you, yeah. Yeah. Whatever. 818-955-KLOS.
Dirty Honey is who that is. Those guys have been touring planet Earth, and they just posted like yesterday that they had a great time, that everything went really well. The shows were amazing.
Fantastic.
Crowds were very receptive, so good for them. Dirty Honey coming home on KLOS.
We are talking about your significant other loves something. In my case, it's gardening.
Then you're not into being out there in the dirt on your knees.
I don't like it.
Getting that little plant to come through and be healthy and happy.
It's not for me. It isn't for me at all.
How dare you, sir.
I'm a hard no on that. So your significant other loves something that you don't?
Well, yeah, not really my partner, but my mom.
Okay.
She also likes gardening.
Right.
Like, to the extreme that my car has to get bombarded by the birds because they like to be there. And we have to kind of walk around all these bushy trees that have lemon and...
I like that you don't even know the names of any of it.
Just some damn tree in my damn way.
I approve that.
Yeah. Thanks for calling. Thank you.
KLOS, hello.
Hey, I've never had that problem. But what's a significant other?
Well, that makes it easier, you know? Don't find out for your own mental health. Thanks for calling, dude.
KLOS, hello.
Hey, how's it going?
Good, thank you. You, your partner loves something you hate?
Yeah. The royal family.
Oh, man.
Your former on-air partner.
My former partner, Bean, loves, still to this day, the royal family. And I hate...
Yeah, so my wife wants to tell me constantly. She wanted to update me about Kate all weekend.
Sure.
And I was like, I don't care.
I know that feeling.
I mean, nothing but the best to Kate, of course.
Yeah, of course.
But I don't need to hear about it.
Don't wish her
all day Saturday
unwell,
and
but
Sunday
right.
and Monday morning. And
yeah, it's not even America.
America!
You know, it's,
We left those bastards!
It's tabloid fodder at this point.
Yeah,
it is. That's true.
Right on. Thanks for calling.
KLOS, hello.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hi there. Things that your partner loves that you hate.
Well, it's what I love. I love playing D&D. My wife doesn't get it. She just doesn't get it.
Never had a good session where she really had fun in the game and got into it?
Yeah, you got her to try it?
Yeah, she played twice and early on during COVID. And she just can't get into the role-playing and pretending to be somebody else, I guess.
So, I got you. I mean, it's not for everybody.
Anyway,
I hear you.
So who do you play with then, since your wife won't?
Kids and a bunch of their friends, and I get a couple friends over once in a while, so whoever can make it for that week, you know?
Yeah.
Do your kids destroy you?
I'm the DM, so I'm usually the one trying to destroy them.
Google guy pad.
I got you.
Right on, dude. Thank you for calling. 818-955-KLOS.
Your significant other loves something that you're not a big fan of. We are talking about things your partner loves that you hate. What's yours?
Yep. The Red Hot Chili Peppers.
I would imagine music is a big one.
Yeah, that's got to be true.
Although that was one of the things that drew me to my wife at the beginning was our love of music.
Oh, me too, actually.
And the same types of music.
Yeah, she was a music director over at Groove Radio and worked at K-Rock, so we were on the same page.
All right, so you hate the Red Hot Chili Peppers.
They're gross.
Have you had to go see them?
No, I will not go.
Nice.
No.
So, all right, what's the band you love that he refuses to go along?
System of a Down.
We'll go with you. Kevin and I will go to the next SOAD show with
you. Yes, call us next time you're going.
Thank you for calling.
KLOS, hello.
Hey, yeah, you're talking about the
things that your partner's into that you're not.
Yeah. He likes to watch the Beverly Hillbillies Housewives, and... And she won't let me watch The Warriors.
The movie? The old Warriors movie?
Yeah, the movie, The Warriors.
Really?
watches. Look, yeah. If she's going to watch one of them damn Housewives shows, no matter where they are, and I love Beverly Hillbillies, that's hilarious.
The Beverly Hillbillies Housewives.
Warriors, come out to play.
Right?
No, no, that's what I'm talking about.
Right?
It's only fair.
All right.
Thank you, man.
Thanks. You too, man. Thanks.
KLOS, hello.
Yeah, he's all about the black and white movies, and I am like a sci-fi fantasy guy.
Oh,
and
wow.
It show up in, you know, after a hard day's work, and it's black and white movies again.
That is about as opposite as you can get, like film noir versus aliens.
Yeah, I want to watch Blood and Guts, and he wants to watch, you know, black and white, I Love You So Much.
Oh, love movies even. Love, old love, like, wow, like Philadelphia Story?
Yeah. Vertigo and all that.
Sure.
Like birds and all that stuff. You know, anything, you know, Hitchcock and the Amazon Queen. I mean, over and over and over.
Yeah, that's a rough one, because that's several hours, like, you know. And
yeah, that's
you're not
tough.
In, yeah.
I mean, Gone with the Wind is, like, a long movie, and, like, it's okay for, like,
It's okay for the first day, but then when you get into the second day of that movie, it's really difficult.
Yeah, and there's very few louds or explosions.
That's correct.
Thanks for calling, man. 818-955-KLOS.
Your partner is into something and you are not. $6,400.
We're going to play for that in just a matter of moments. Be ready.
Also, we have our Gimme 5, which is songs
about betrayal.
Betrayal.
So you were betrayed by betrayed.
Right now we're talking about your partner loves something and you don't. What is that?
So my husband is into the, I think it's the L.A. Chargers now.
Yes.
And I'm a cowboy.
You're a cowboy fan?
Hell yeah.
Oh, he's so right and you're so wrong.
He's listening right now. I know he is.
He's very happy.
Anybody but the Cowboys is my motto.
Do you want me to like throw something at Kevin for you?
Yeah.
Okay. Here, I'll throw this at you.
Ow!
There you go. Thanks for calling.
KLOS, hello.
Okay, so we're both like pot smokers,
mm-hmm.
but I'm more of like the traditional like joints, like, you know, smoke a bowl.
Sure.
But he's into the concentrates, like the dabs.
So all right.
He dabs. He's like having a cough attack, like, then he starts to sweat, and then he has to go wash his face. And I'm like, I'm just chilling with my joint. Like, are you all
right? Right? No,
so
I.
It hits harder and stronger and faster, but. Like, whoa, like the aftermath of the dab. Wow.
Two very different ways to come at the high.
Yeah.
And it's sort of like it doesn't seem enjoyable on that harsh side to me. But, you know, at least you're both getting high. That's,
right?
That's good.
That's the important thing.
Yeah, we all come together that way.
Yeah, that's so true. All right, love you guys.
Give me five. And it is Give Me Five.
And this is Give Me Five.
It's always so dramatic.
Songs in a row.
When did radio become so incredibly dramatic? So today's theme is a little more, you got to think about it a bit. It's songs of betrayal. So like someone.
Songs about betrayal.
Yeah, someone screwed you over, someone let you down, someone whatever.
What you know what betrayal is. 818-955-KLOS.
First one that popped into my mind for me was...
Hi, how are you doing?
Good, thanks. It's Give Me Five.
Songs of Betrayal.
Nazareth, Now You're Messing With the Son of a Bitch.
Hair of the Dog. You know, Love Hurts might actually fit a little more.
Yeah, that's true.
That's a good one, too.
Would you switch to Love Hurts?
I will switch to Love Hurts.
You wouldn't rather die or fight than switch?
Not you guys.
What are we doing? We're doing Joe Jackson?
Yeah, it's songs about betrayal.
Is she really going out with him for U2T?
I like that. That's awesome. I love his little, when he gets angry in this song. It's hilarious. It's classic. Good choice, U2T.
Hello.
Hey.
Hello.
We're doing Give Me Five.
Do what now?
We're doing Give Me Five.
Songs about betrayal.
Like, is she really going out with him?
And you give love a bad name.
I don't understand.
Thanks for calling. KLOS, hello.
Hi.
Hi. Doing Give Me Five. Songs about betrayal. What do you got?
The song Hate Myself for Loving You by Joan Jett.
Hey, we got two more songs of betrayal. One of them is really long, so I have to be after the exciting commercial messages. But SoCal Suns fan...
on Twitter. Mm-hmm. Hit us up at Kevin and Sluggo and ask for this one from Tom Petty on KLOS. One more song of Betrayal, and it's a classic. Coming up in a matter of moments, go ahead and start taking guesses now. Make wagers with your friends and enemies. As promised in the brochure, one more song about Betrayal. A little extra there for you on the Gimme 5.
Sometimes we go 6. We're crazy like that. We're crazy.
Yeah.
North Texas man Dustin Eby changes his name to literally anybody else and runs for president.
Whoa.
His actual name on his license is literally anybody else.
Wow, because a lot of people write that in.
Mm-hmm.
Huh, that's kind of insanely clever.
Howdy, gentlemen.
Running for president.
How y'all doing?
Isn't easy.
Are they doing it?
But a catchy name.
Literally anybody else? Yeah. That's my name.
Is a start.
Hey, how's it going?
So what do I call you? Mr. Else?
No, he's not joking.
Mr. Else.
My name is literally anybody else, and I'm running for president of the United States.
I mean, I can't, how did, like, all these names that they don't let you have.
Right.
I have a big butt or whatever.
Yeah, and this story, the reporter went and checked to make sure that it was a legal ID, and it was. Mm. It was okayed by a judge.
Wow.
Yeah, the name change was real.
Ha, ha, ha.
And it says so right here on his Texas license.
Outrageous.
Isn't that crazy?
You know, it's not necessarily about me as a person,
Liar.
But it's about literally anybody else as an idea.
Literally anybody else is a 7th grade math teacher from North Richland Hills.
You know what? He probably couldn't do that bad. You know, screw it. You know, you write that in on the ballot, and then we get this guy.
Maybe not this election.
Yeah, I guess that's
but
true.
But I understand the sentiment.
I do, too.
Because a lot, neither person represents most people.
No, exactly. But,
so I, do
I mean, that is hilarious.
Literally
actually.
Anybody else. 95.5 KLOS.
You're so mellow.
Your Southern California rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. Time for what we learned. Sluggo did not win one American dollar.
I didn't watch any TV in the 80s, I guess.
That was the category, the 10 TV shows that represented the 1980s.
And I will be the first person to say that list was accurate.
Yeah.
And very easy.
Cheers was number one.
Yeah, I got that one.
In Who's Naked Now, a woman got arrested for screaming and doing naked jumping jacks in her front yard.
Apparently, that's illegal.
Can't do that now.
Whatever.
And your next chance to play the KLOS name game is tomorrow morning at 8 a.m. with Heidi and Frank.
All right, I am off to pet the kitty, the Wunderwar, kitty of Oz.
Enjoy. See you tomorrow. Peace out. KLOS presents the OC Hair Metal Meltdown Friday, June 21st at Honda Center, featuring Great White, Slaughter, Quiet Riot, and Vixen. It'll be an epic night of rock. Tickets are on sale now, as low as $30 at HondaCenter.com. And you can win your way in all this week on the Heidi and Frank Show.
Very nice.
I'm feeling this.
Two, actually.
$6,300 if you'd like to play the KLOS name game. We will take caller 25 at 818-955-KLOS.
Really seems like it's time for someone to win.
The name game, the name game.
Ready to write a check, Kevin? A big check.
Certainly. KLOS, what is your name?
Oh my gosh, it's Catherine.
Hi, Catherine.
Catherine, you're caller 25.
You did it. You're caller 25.
All right, let's get you this $6,300.
Yeah. Win.
We are looking for the name of a classic cartoon character.
And Catherine, the last couple of guesses were Betty Boop and Baby Huey. And those were wrong, Catherine. So for that loot, who do you think it is?
Has anyone said Peppermint Patty?
Peppermint Patty.
We don't have a record here of everyone's guess.
But she was always one of my favorite Charlie Brown characters, which is saying a lot. Because
Peppermint Patty.
So my fingers are crossed. We're going, crossed.
I'm sorry. Hey, you'll have to call back next hour when it's $6,400.
Okay, I'll try it again.
All right, thank you.
Bye-bye.
The KLOS name game is up to $6,400 this hour.
We're, kicking around, playing it sometime between now and 5. We'll tell you when to call. Good luck.
That's correct. We have $6,400.
Yeah.
For the KLOS name game, we're going to play it right now. Be caller 25 at 818-955-KLOS.
The name game. The name game.
Oh. All right. Somebody's going to win, man. Somebody's going to win. Let's step right up. Play
KLOS,
the game.
Who
win the game.
Is this?
Brian.
Brian,
you are caller 25.
Holy shit.
Hey, what the hell? I've never heard that kind of talk in my life.
Kind of potty mouth.
Floored.
We have $6,400 for you if you can win the KLOS name game. We're looking for the name of a classic cartoon character.
And Mr. Potty Mouth Brian. Let me tell you, the last couple of guesses were Peppermint Patty and Betty Boop. Those were wrong. So for $6,400, what do you think it is we're looking for?
How about Tweety Bird?
Tweety Bird.
Tweety Bird.
Tweety Bird was really foul-mouthed. Do you remember that? It was, like, shocking, the stuff that Tweety Bird was actually saying.
Of course, this guy likes Tweety Bird, then.
Oh,
sorry, that's incorrect.
Sorry, Brian. Damn it.
All right.
Ooh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to throw in all that foul language there.
Next hour, $6,500. The name game. All right, let's do this.
Yeah, let's play.
$6,500, 818-955-KLOS. We'll take caller 25.
Good luck. This is the name game. The name game. Yeah. The name game. Win our damn money already. Win it.
KLOS, who is this?
Jesse D and HB.
Hey, Jesse D and HB.
You're caller 25.
All right. Do I get to play the name
game? You do.
For $6,500, we are looking for the name of a classic cartoon character.
The last couple guesses were Tweety Bird and Peppermint Patty, which are weird things for me to say. Those were wrong, so what do you think it is?
I'm going to guess the Man of Steel himself, Superman.
Ralph Garman would be very happy with your answer.
You're saying Superman.
That is true. The classic of all time.
Oh, who buzzes Superman?
I'm
what
sorry.
Kind of bastard?
That is incorrect.
Buzzes all Superman. Right.
Thank you, though, man.
Sorry.
You got it. I'll try again. All from right. Surf City.
Perfect. Thank
Thanks
you.
For keeping the proper attitude, sir. So tomorrow morning with Heidi and Frank.
$6,600.
Guns N' Roses signed to Geffen Records on This Day in Rock in 1986, heading for their Appetite for Destruction debut album, which sold 18 million copies in America. Bob Dylan won the Oscar for Best Original Song for Things Have Changed from the movie Wonder Boys on This Day in Rock in 2001. On his 60th birthday, Elton John set the record for the most performances at Madison Square Garden in New York City, where he played for the 60th time on This Day in Rock in 2007.